Does your car have new technology that tries to keep you in a lane when you drift? Do you have a great dashboard infotainment system? But maybe you don't know how to work that system, and maybe your car's safe driving features give you a false sense of safety. And maybe you're like the 41% of Americans who still use their smartphones to text while driving in 2017. Consumer Reports found that and other chilling statistics out in a new report today on distracted driving made worse by some of the new technology in cars. Jake Fisher is the director of automotive testing at Consumer Reports. He joins us now. Jake, give us the overarching here.
Well, really, there are so many different things that are distracting us now that we drive these vehicles. And part of it, yes, is the cell phone in our pockets and all of the internet that's available there. But the cars themselves have become more complicated. There's internet connectivity. There's apps built into the cars. And we're also seeing this trend where the vehicle controls are just getting much more complicated. I mean, older cars, they have knobs. You have the volume knob and you have your tuning knob. Now, sometimes it's a series of menus that you're going into these vehicles for just even simple tasks.
Well, one of the other things you point out is that we're moving towards autonomous cars, self-driving cars, but we're not really there yet. We have a lot of features that are supposed to help and sort of make the car smarter. But in the meantime, we're not fully there. You speak with the president and CEO of the National Safety Council saying we have this mix of autonomous, semi-autonomous, manual. And so it gives you a false sense of safety, perhaps. Talk about some of the car's safety features, and do they help?
Sure. Well, it's a mixed bag right now. And there's some safety features out there that absolutely help, and they reduce crashes. Some of those include automatic emergency braking and forward collision warning. So basically what's going to happen is, say you glance off the road or you're not paying attention for that split moment, the car will actually sense that there's a car in front of you, and it will hit the brakes for you. That's with automatic emergency braking. That absolutely makes a difference, and that could stop crashes. But the interesting thing is there is a potential for danger because there are cars out there that can steer for you, they can do speed control for you, but they're not very good. They're not going to be able to notice when something changes out there, and you still have to pay attention. And if the car is doing so much for you, it's not really clear whether or not people are going to continue to stay engaged in the driving experience.
Right. So there's a false sense of security, maybe. Well, you've got so much in this reporting. We'll link people at herenow.org. But meantime, which are the most and least distracting infotainment systems?
Sure. There's quite a big of a range. And what's really interesting about it is that the domestic automakers, they do a much better job of this than some of the Japanese or the European makes. So some really good ones are actually from Chrysler, from General Motors, and Ford is actually doing a pretty good job with it now too. Some of the most complicated ones are actually from Lexus, Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, Volvo. These ones just have a lot of – it's not just about the features, but it's complex. It takes many steps to do even the simple things.
Is there a sense of Consumer Reports that we have to get to autonomous cars because people are more and more distracted?
Something absolutely has to change. Clearly, a full autonomous fleet could do something about that. But honestly, that's going to be years and years away. In the meantime, automakers have to make these simpler. They have to make the controls of these vehicles simple and intuitive and not require you to take your eyes off the road to use the features in the car.
Yeah. It used to be you just turn on the radio. Jake Fisher, Director of Automotive Testing at Consumer Reports, thank you.
You're welcome.